Hey, Major League Baseball action yesterday. Matt Holliday homered. Carlos Martinez threw seven strong innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 5-3 to avoid a three-game sweep to their National League Central rival. The Cardinals scored twice in each of the first two innings against Kyle Hendricks. Chicago, the first team in the majors to 11 wins, had won three of its previous four games. Anthony Rizzo hit his fourth homer of the season in the fourth inning and added an RBI single in the eighth for Chicago. Rizzo was also robbed of a home run in the first inning by Randall Grichuk, who reached over the wall in center at Busch Stadium. Martinez allowed a run on three hits. Trevor Rosenthal got his fourth save, striking out the side in the ninth. That was his 100th career save. The game finally ended. The game was delayed 3 hours, 21 minutes by rain in the middle of the seventh inning. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Cincinnati beat Colorado 6-5. It was the Philadelphia Phillies over the New York Mets in 11 innings, 5-4. The Dodgers beat the Braves in 10 innings, 5-3. Washington downing Miami 3-1. San Diego beat Pittsburgh 8-2. Arizona topping San Francisco by a 2-1 final. In the American League, Jordan Zimmermann made his third straight scoreless start. Victor Martinez drove in the 1,000th run of his career, and the Detroit Tigers held on to beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 last night. Francisco Rodriguez served up back-to-back homers to Alex Gordon and Salvador Perez in the ninth before striking out Mike Moustakas to leave runners on first and second. That was K-Rod's fourth save of the season and 390th overall, matching Dennis Eckersley for sixth most on baseball's career list. Zimmermann scattered seven hits and a walk over six and a third innings, striking out eight in another sharp performance. He's yet to allow a run over 19 and a third innings. Ian Kinsler drove in the other two runs for Detroit, which did just enough against Ian Kennedy in the Kansas City bullpen to even up that series at Kauffman Stadium. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the White Sox beat the Angels 2-1. It was Seattle over Cleveland 2-1. Oakland downing the New York Yankees 5-2. Baltimore in 10 innings, a 4-3 winner over Toronto. Boston beat Tampa Bay 7-3. Texas over Houston 2-1. And in interleague play, it was Milwaukee beating Minnesota by a final of 10-5. ESPN has announced that it's fired network analyst and former Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling following his comments on Facebook about transgender people. Schilling reposted an item that was apparently referring to laws in several states that restrict bathroom access to transgender people. He defended his post on his blog, saying he was expressing his opinion and those that criticize him are frauds. An annual report from the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at the University of Central Florida indicates that Major League Baseball teams could do a better job of hiring minority candidates. Baseball teams were given a grade of C+ for racial hiring practices for managers. Three of the 30 skippers in the majors are minorities. That's down from 10 in 2009. In the NBA playoffs last night, Miami beat Charlotte 115-103. It was Cleveland over Detroit 107-90, while the LA Clippers beat Portland 102-81. The Minnesota Timberwolves are under new management as the team tries to turn a roster of talented youngsters into a championship club. The Wolves have hired Tom Thibodeau as their head coach and president of basketball operations. Thibodeau compiled a .647 winning percentage in five seasons with the Chicago Bulls before he was dismissed last spring. He reached the playoffs each of his 5 years with Chicago. Minnesota also brought in San Antonio Spurs assistant general manager Scott Layden to serve as the team's new GM. The Wolves went 29-53 under coach Sam Mitchell, a 13-win improvement over last season. The roster includes youngsters Andrew Wiggins, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Zach LaVine, each of whom is 21 or under, and combined for 53 points a game this season. Golden State Warriors point guard Stephen Curry says his sprained right ankle is feeling better, though he isn't sure if he'll be able to play in Game 3 of their first-round playoff series against Houston tonight. The NBA's reigning MVP sat out Game 2 after tweaking the ankle in the series opener. The Warriors did manage to win without him to take a 2-0 lead in that series. In college basketball news, Wisconsin forward Nigel Hayes is submitting his name for the NBA draft, but he won't immediately hire an agent, which leaves the door open for a return to the Badgers. Hayes averaged 15.7 points and 5.9 rebounds a game in his junior season and was a key contributor in Wisconsin's run to the Final Four in his first two seasons. Dwayne Pearl Washington, who starred for coach Jim Boeheim at Syracuse, has died at the age of 52. The school says that Washington died of cancer. He had been coping with medical problems since a brain tumor was first diagnosed in 1995 and recently required around-the-clock medical coverage and a wheelchair to move around. Washington had surgery last August to address the recurrence of the brain tumor. That first tumor 21 years ago was benign. National Hockey League playoffs last night saw Philadelphia beat Washington 2-1, Florida topping the New York Islanders 2-1, Dallas a 3-2 winner over Minnesota, and San Jose beat Los Angeles by a score of 3-2. The NHL has suspended Chicago Blackhawks forward Andrew Shaw for Game 5 of the team's opening round series for yelling an anti-gay slur from the penalty box. The league also fined him $5,000 for an inappropriate gesture toward the officials during Chicago's Game 4 loss at home to the St. Louis Blues. Shaw will also have to undergo sensitivity training, according to the league. Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis says redshirt sophomore Jay Scheel has made major strides as spring drills wind down. The former Union LaPorte City standout made the transition from quarterback to receiver, and he struggled through two injury-plagued seasons.
Jay Scheel has really taken a jump over the last probably three or four practices now, and has kind of gotten himself into the mix where he can play a couple of different positions. I think he's finally healthy for the first time, and he's playing with some confidence.
Scheel is making a bid for playing time in a receiving core that lost Tavon Smith and Jacob Hillier off last year's team that finished 12-0 in the regular season.
I like the fact, one, that he's very dependable. I mean, he can play either of the two outside spots and not miss a beat. He's smart, having been a quarterback, so he kind of understands what defenses are trying to do. And again, it's really, I think, the first spring that we've really seen him where he knew what to do and he was well.
Davis says that Scheel has demonstrated the ability to make some big plays.
He made a catch and run the other day, I guess Saturday, that was, was really impressive, and he made a nice catch today. So he's come a long way, and you could just see that when he goes out there now, his head is not spinning. He's more relaxed and comfortable.
The Hawkeyes will close out their spring drills with an open practice at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. We'll have that spring game for you here on KJAN Saturday afternoon. In NFL news, Josh Norman is now an unrestricted free agent after the Carolina Panthers surprisingly rescinded their non-exclusive franchise tag offer to the All-Pro cornerback. Norman did not sign the Panthers' franchise tag offer that would have paid him $13.9 million in 2016. Norman had a career-high 4 interceptions and also had 16 passes defensed, 3 forced fumbles, and 2 fumble recoveries. In another blockbuster trade before the NFL draft, the Browns have sent the second overall pick to Philadelphia. The Eagles acquired the number 2 overall pick along with the Browns' 4th round pick in 2017 in next week's draft in exchange for 5 picks. The Browns, in return, will get Philadelphia's first round pick this year. That's the 8th overall, a 3rd round selection, which is the 77th pick, and a 4th rounder this year, along with a 1st rounder in 2017 and a 4th rounder in 2018. That trade allows Philadelphia to select one of the top quarterback prospects, Carson Wentz of North Dakota State or Jared Goff of California, at number 2. The Los Angeles Rams already acquired the top overall pick from Tennessee for a slew of picks, and they have indicated that they will take a quarterback. And in tennis news, the president of the International Tennis Federation says a disciplinary hearing has been scheduled in Maria Sharapova's doping case and that a ruling is possible before Wimbledon. Sharapova was provisionally suspended after announcing on March 8th that she tested positive for meldonium in the Australian Open in January. The Russian said she had been prescribed the blood flow boosting drug since 2006 and had been unaware that the World Anti-Doping Agency had prohibited its use starting this January 1st. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.